morning, good morning, good morning. Well, welcome each and every one of you to another live Impact Lunch Break call here on Blog Talk Radio. We affectionately know it as One Family, One Focus Radio. And I've got my partner in success with me again this morning, Charlotte Warren. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well this morning, Silas. How are you, sir?
I am doing excellent, and you're doing well while doing good, huh? Is that, is that
doing
the
well
for
by
today?
Doing good.
Well,
yes.
I tell you one thing. I'm excited about the call today. We've got the CEO of Hidden Hunger Global. He's not only going to be our guest today, but he's also going to be answering questions from some of our live listeners. And I am just excited to get him on. I want to remind everyone before I do that we're here on Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, and also on Tuesday nights we do an opportunity call at 8 p.m. On Thursdays, which is tonight, we do an opportunity call as well as a webinar. If you check HiddenHungerGlobal.com, if you check that website, you'll be able to see the phone number for that call, as well as, again, the time is 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern. I'll go ahead and give you the phone call as well as 605-562-3140. And that access code is 643-599-pound. For those of you who are ambassadors of Hidden Hunger Global, if you go to your website, you can sign in on the top right to get to the webinar for the guests you invite. It'll be www.HiddenHungerGlobal.com/webinar. Very simple. Charlotte, I'm excited about our show, but, you know, our theme for this past week has been Happy New You, and we've talked about some things that we've done to work on creating a new you, and some of it was personal development. Some of it was reflecting back on some of the things in 2015 that we need to do better and work on those things. You know, one of the main things for me here in creating a new me, new you, if you will, is to make sure every day I'm consistent talking to people about this incredible opportunity of Hidden Hunger Global. And, you know, what's one of the things, Charlotte, before I bring on our CEO, what's one of the things that you're working on to create a new you in 2016?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you'd ask that because I know that when we talked about that earlier this week, I was talking about, you know, making some changes to the foods that I'm eating. And then you brought J. Michael on the call, and you guys started talking about the books. And that just got me really excited. And so, and I'm a reader, and I read all kinds of things, but it would be definitely something for me to start reading those types of books that we have on our list. My goal was to get through all 12 of them, but I don't want to stop there. And so that, you know, it's just very motivating. But, yes, so that's part of the new me, too. And like J. Michael, I read lots of different types of books, but I'm getting more into the ones that are just – one of the ones that I want to finish this year is How to Win Friends and Influence People, and that I read that years ago, and that's probably the one that I'll start with and just go down the list. And so, yeah, Happy New Me. That's going to be one of the things that I'll do, and I'm going to try to get my boys involved in it too. You know, so that would be really neat to see if we can be reading them together.
Absolutely, absolutely, because you know, everybody every year has a new year resolution. You know, they want to go to the gym. I'll never forget a couple of years ago myself, I had a new year's resolution to go to the gym, lose some weight. I bought me some new tennis shoes, some new shorts. I bought a wristband and headband, joined the gym. And 3 weeks later, I was back home, not going to the gym. And the membership I started, I didn't complete. I remember one year, don't tell her I told you this, okay, but my wife, she had a New Year's resolution of getting on a diet and losing weight. And, you know, she bought all this different kind of foods and all this stuff. And lo and behold, about 2 months later, went right back. And so what we found is if we don't change the way we think, if we don't create a new us, then we'll fall right back into the same habits. Guys, want to jump into our call this morning. And, you know, we have a format that we use here on Blog Talk Radio. Here on the Impact Lunch Break call, and every Monday is going to be open mic Monday You can call in. You can be heard from the beginning of the call, and, you know, we'll be interviewing different ambassadors, you know, and on Tuesday, it's co-host Tuesday, where we have a different ambassador co-hosting. We had J. Michael co-hosting this past week from Tyler. He did an incredible job. On Wednesday, we have Back Office Basics with Samantha Belkey, and I know yesterday was just absolutely an incredible call. I got so much feedback on that call, and we record each one of these calls. So with the back office one, you know, if you're not able to be in front of a computer when she's doing it, go back, listen to the recorded call, have your computer up so you can understand the back office. And then here on Thursday, we will be having someone from corporate. And today we've got our CEO, Mr. Duncan Dodds, whose background is, you know, in leadership and marketing and growth strategy. He's an expert in that field. He also was the executive pastor for Joel Osteen for 10 years. He still consults with leading organizations, including Hillsong, Joseph Prince, Ed Young, John Hagee, and many, many others. So without further ado, I want to bring on the CEO for Hidden Hunger Global, Mr. Duncan Dodds. Mr. Dodds, have you joined us this morning?
I'm here, Mr. King. How you doing, Silas?
Man, I am doing absolutely incredible, especially since I hear your voice this morning. I know this is going to be an awesome show. And we're talking about 2016 and, you know, where Hidden Hunger Global was headed. Before we get to that point, you know, for some of the guests that are on the line, if you would share, and even some of the new ambassadors, I know I've got at least two new ambassadors that got started this month that I
That's
know
awesome.
Is on this show. Mr. Ian Moore, he's listening in for the first time on the show. He's actually in San Francisco this week, but he told me he'd be listening in on the show. If you were to share, you know, our business model, being you know, a socially conscious, you know, being a social entrepreneurial driven organization, can you explain our business model and why did we arrive at this model?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, we a couple years ago, you know, we a group of us sat around a room just talking about, you know, how we can make a difference. We all are looking for purpose. We're all looking for a way to make our lives and the lives of those around us better. Certainly, as you get older and more mature, you know, you begin to think about what kind of legacy you want to leave. So we were just talking about some of the dramatic needs around the world. And, you know, I've got, you know, nearly 30 years of ministry experience and have traveled, had the privilege of traveling the world and many times seeing some of the most, you know, devastating parts of the country, parts of the world where there's hunger and poverty and sickness and disease. And so just in that conversation, it just came up with the thought of, you know, what are the issues that impact especially those that are unable to help themselves, which are obviously children. And one of the guys in the room was familiar with what they call hidden hunger. And hidden hunger is, if you Google it, it's really just an epidemic that's sweeping the globe. It's the absence of essential vitamins and minerals that allow these children, especially prior to the age of five, to develop their, you know, all of their organs properly, to have proper eyesight, to get proper brain development. And obviously when you're dealing with that, the reason why they call it hidden hunger is because many of these children look healthy on the outside, but the problem is they're just not developing well on the inside, and so therefore they do poorly in school, and it just perpetuates the cycle of poverty and lack that are in these nations because these children are unable to you know, are unable to really get the nutrients they need and therefore get the education that they deserve in order to be productive adults as they get older. So it just continues to be this cycle that they get into simply due to the lack of proper nutrition in many cases. So as we began to look at that, Silas, it was, okay, how do we, you know, there's lots of ministries out there that do feeding programs. There is a product, this micronutrient product that now we provide, that is a solution to hidden hunger, but there's no unified, no central distribution source for that. Every organization is having to kind of go about that business independently, and many times economically they're unable to. They're feeding these children, providing calories, but they're concerned about saving their life, but not necessarily able to always focus on providing a better quality of life. So
right.
Their feeding programs are high in starch, you know, their rice-based product. So they're getting calories, they're just not getting the nutrition. So through that conversation, we've talked about this before in some of our meetings, one of the gentlemen said, well, you know, we should create a rapid direct sales model around this. If we're looking to be social entrepreneurs, if we're looking really to create a model that's scalable and can impact this in a real global way, we should create a direct sales model around it and really leverage the relationships and the passion of other people to help address this issue. And originally, Silas, when that was brought up, we banned this person from the room, told them not to come back. That's not something that Jeff or myself had any real experience with, not positive or negative, just no experience in, and wasn't something we were really considering. But over the next several months, as we began to really look at it and evaluate it and test it, we said, you know, if done right, if done with integrity, if done with real focus and purpose, that can really be an incredibly powerful model. So, you know, so we made the decision to take the needs of the world, particularly the needs of children, though now we've expanded even beyond children, and I can talk about that in a minute related to our products, but it was take the needs of the children and put them right in the middle of a quality business model that was scalable, that could address those particular needs. And, you know, those who have researched us at all, or those who have looked at the latest business trends. I mean, social entrepreneurism, even Harvard Business Review has said that social entrepreneurism is going to be, in this next decade, the leading business model in order to make a lasting impact around the world. So we've really wrapped our hearts and our minds and our business around being, in really the truest sense, social entrepreneurs, because many companies have a social entrepreneurial component. You know, they have a retail business, or they have even some direct sales companies, or they have an entertainment business or a communication business, and then they connect a humanitarian cause to it. And they'll do a portion of their business, or they'll allocate a portion of their proceeds to addressing some social need around the world. Well,
right.
We've taken that to the ultimate extreme, and our entire business, 100% of what we do, is social entrepreneurism, and that is looking at these critical needs that face these children and their families, looking at ways of solving them through providing quality products, looking at tapping into existing distribution channels, and really leveraging relationships of people that we know, that you know, that all those who are listening know, to putting these quality products in the hands of those that need it the most, and not just help save their lives, though that's part of our mission is to save lives, but really provide them a quality of life. So not only saving their lives, but providing them a quality of life. So that was really the catalyst of doing it, and it was originally circled around Hidden Hunger, therefore our name Hidden Hunger Global, of addressing
right.
the critical need of malnutrition, which affects 2 billion people in the world. So if I'm a marketer, which I am, I have a marketing background, and if I'm just doing research about a potential marketplace and I say, wow, there's 2 billion people that need this widget or this gadget or this product, right, then that's a great business. Well, unfortunately, we have one of the largest markets that are out there, and that is 2 billion people worldwide that are in this state of hidden hunger, that are not getting adequately nourished, and one of our products is meeting that need, and we're excited about doing that. So that was really the catalyst around the model. So we have a direct sales model where we encourage our ambassadors, what we call our members, our ambassadors. We sponsor people to become a part of our mission, that share the mission and vision of Hidden Hunger with others. And people have the opportunity of partnering with us, which is just being a customer. They can acquire, they can subscribe to providing a child-saving product one time, or they can do it on a reoccurring monthly basis. And they're partners, and they really help provide products all around the world. And then many of those partners look at being connected with us in a deeper way, and through that become a part of our ambassador program, where we have a compensation model connected to it, where ambassadors are able to earn a commission, an ongoing residual income, for helping take the mission and the vision of Hidden Hunger Global to their circle of influence and get people connected to us and providing child-saving products. So, again, it's a very unique model. As far as I know, Silas, we're the first company of our kind to really just take a humanitarian mission and put it in the middle of a direct sales model. And it's attracting a lot of attention as people are both from a direct sales perspective as well as on the humanitarian side with our partners that are excited about the potential this has of really eradicating the issue of hidden hunger. And, of course, we moved into malaria, airborne disease, and then we moved into providing a clean water product as well. So we're excited about 2016 and believe that our future is bright, and excited about all of you who have partnered with us and those who are ambassadors with us in helping us fulfill that mission.
Yeah, Mr. Doss, before we dive off into exactly what we're doing, how we're doing, and how people can help, if you would share with us a little bit about the executive team of, you know, Jeff Otis and Ms. Rachel Zeilon, and what their roles are.
Sure, absolutely. You know, obviously, you've kind of mentioned my background, and with 30 years of ministry experience, and I've had the privilege of working for many of the amazing ministries and all around the world. And Jeff Otis, my partner, who he was the manager and worked with an organization called the Power Team. I think you guys remember them. They'd go around breaking bats,
yes,
and bending,
yes,
iron, steel, and, you know, doing crazy, stupid thing, running, you know, nails through 2x4s and all kinds of stuff. Well, Jeff was a part of that organization and later branched off and started another group called Team Impact, where they went around and did the similar thing. But the great thing about what they did is they were, because of the nature of what they did, they would be able to get into high schools and middle schools and really not just talk about, you know, have these muscle-bound guys do these extraordinary feats, but then, obviously, it's ministry-driven, so we're able to share their faith and talk about the power of God that's within you and to, you know, use your strength as people to make a difference in the world. So, you know, Jeff has a vast experience in ministry. He's been in numerous countries around the world with both organizations and was a vital part of growing both of those organizations and managing those teams. And I believe, you know, they would do 250 events every single year. So he has a vast experience. And, you know, I call Jeff the great connector because I've not found anybody that either Jeff doesn't know or doesn't have a friend that knows that next person. So he's great at building relationships. He's done consulting for organizations like Life Outreach with James Robison and Feed the Children with Larry Jones. And so, again, he has seen ministry at the highest level and has seen personally, firsthand, the devastation that Hidden Hunger Global was created to solve. And he serves as our executive vice president and just works at connecting us with different leaders and people and organizations, both on the direct sales side as well as on our ministry side, which now brings us to Rachel Zeilon. She's a little, you know, we like to keep Rachel a little bit of a secret because we're afraid somebody might try to take her from us. But we try to love her enough where, you know, she would never leave Hidden Hunger Global, which I don't think she will. We say that a little bit teasingly, but Rachel is a powerhouse. She you know, she was named last year, I believe in 2014. Now that we're in 2016, so it's not last year anymore. In 2014, she was named as one of the top 30 humanitarians on the planet. You know, she comes, again, from a long background of doing humanitarian work literally on the ground. I mean, she's been in the field. She's been on every continent in the world. She has worked with all of our co-venture partners that we do distribution with. And she keeps her finger on the pulse of the needs of the world, particularly related to the things that are being impacted by Hidden Hunger Global. So, Rachel, I know that she's going with you this week to Nashville for our team that's up there, and that's going to be exciting. So if you're anywhere in Tennessee, anywhere close to Nashville, you are going to want to plan to be at those meetings. Not only is Silas going to be leading them and talking about partnering with us and then talking about the potential of our ambassador program, but Rachel Zelon is going to be there, and she will share with you really the heart and soul of what we do. But Rachel really has connected us, Silas, to our co-venture partners. Those are our distribution partners that are on the ground, and I think this is really the key to our success. You know, there's really not our products aren't necessarily proprietary. I mean, we our products are the best on the market. They're quality. They are World Health Organization approved. I mean, we do say that, you know, if you could give $20 to save the life of a child, would you do it? And that $20 provides one of our products, but those products are world class. So we pride ourselves in being sure that when we get a product into the hands of a child or a family, that it accomplishes the goal in which it's intended. And in many cases, like the net or the water filter, have, you know, a 5-year lifespan to them. So what we're doing has a long-term impact in these areas. But Rachel has connected us with great organizations, both big and small, that we know that's an important part of our business, is all of our co-venture partners that we work with on the ground have a long history in these countries. They have a proven track record. They have a measure of integrity about them that we know we can trust them. And so we can confidently get them our product. They provide us reports back, photography. We're working on getting some video reports. But as we do our quarterly distributions with these people, they are the hands and feet on the ground, that from the smallest organizations like Montagna's Hope, that works with 1,000 to 1,500 children every single day, to a massive organization like the Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition that is in 82 countries of the world working with health departments of these third world countries that are literally accessing millions of children and families every single day. Rachel is the one that maintains those relationships and ensures that we deliver on the promise of for every $20 we receive, we deliver one child-saving product to the field. So Rachel's a critical part. Obviously, people know you, Silas. You're probably more well-known than anybody else in the company. Then we have Bruce Beam, who runs our office in Houston. I'm sorry, in Dallas, in Euless area, and has been with us from the very beginning. He's been there since day one and even before, as part of that original group that dreamed and prayed about this concept. And then, of course, Samantha was on yesterday and talked about the back office, and is just an amazing asset to us in managing our back office software and making sure that all of our ambassadors are paid appropriately and that all of our child-saving product purchases are accounted for properly. And then, of course, Sherlette, who's your partner in crime here every day on the radio program, is with our member support. And many of you have talked to Sherlette. And if you ever have any challenges, any questions about how to operate your back office, how to access resources, questions about tracking your sales or your commissions, you just need to reach out to Sherlette or Samantha or Bruce, and we're always honored to connect with our ambassadors in every way possible and serve you in any way we can.
So let's talk, you know, Mr. Dodson, let's dive in and talk about the products. You know, when Hidden Hunger first started, I think there was only one product that it started with. Tell us about the other two. And also, how did you get involved in, you know, something outside of the realm of what you started with?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's been a great journey in many ways. I mean, we started with the micronutrient because obviously, as I said, Hidden Hunger impacts 2 billion people on the planet. Our plan was for $20, we can provide 1 month's supply of this micronutrient to a child in need. And if these children get this micronutrient on a regular basis, over a 3 to 6 month period, they're going to begin to see dramatic improvement in their development, in their attentiveness, in their immune systems coming together. And we've gotten, even in our short history, Silas, gotten some great reports from the field of what this micronutrient is able to accomplish. It was developed by the World Health Organization in cooperation with the Bill Gates Foundation. It is a product that's been approved in every country of the world. You know, some people have come and said, hey, we can manufacture this micronutrient for you cheaper, faster, better. Well, the answer is no, you can't. Because, again, this micronutrient is manufactured by a couple companies on the planet that have been World Health Organization approved. And because of the fact that we're using this particular formula, gives us immediate access with no barriers into shipping that micronutrient into these countries to our co-venture partners. So the micronutrient is really an amazing, simple product. Comes in a little sachet about the size of a sugar packet, and it doesn't matter what these children are getting from a food perspective. That's the beauty of this program. If they're getting an oatmeal or rice product or cornmeal, maybe they're getting, you know, just something, a hot soup. Well, you just pour this little packet into whatever existing food source that they're getting, and they consume it, and it provides them the 15 essential vitamins and minerals they need to start growing and having a productive, healthy life. So the micronutrient was really the catalyst. But as we got out there, and I'm going to blame Rachel for a lot of this, is as we got out there and started doing the micronutrient, we just found that, you know, the first issue we came across was an issue of malaria. You know, malaria, there's 200 million cases reported every year. About half the deaths of malaria are children under the age of 5. And there's only one really true prevention of malaria today, and that's a mosquito net. So Rachel brought this to our attention, and we began to look at the mosquito net because these different organizations we were helping were providing this micronutrient. We kept hearing about malaria, airborne disease, and it was becoming apparent to us that this was an opportunity for us to, even in those areas where they didn't necessarily have a malnutrition problem, there was a malaria problem, so it allowed us to expand our business. And so we found a quality net that has a – I don't really understand the technology, but it's what they call an LLIN, a long-lasting insecticide net, and it's chemically treated. It's bonded to this net, and when draped over – and they're big enough, so really this is where we move out of just helping children now to helping families. And you're going to see the progression here, Silas. We go from the micronutrient helping children – to the net, which is helping families, to our third product, which is really now helping communities. So it's been exciting to see not only as our company has grown, but our reach and the potential of really saving lives has expanded as well. But this mosquito net, you know, can cover a family. Most of these people live in one room, little homes or huts, and they just drape it over, and these mosquitoes that land on it die. And, you know, we've had some great reports back. One that Rachel was telling us about in our conference here, 1st of December, where there was one small community that was reporting 30 cases of malaria every month a year ago. And since we've provided them nets, that maybe they have one a month or none. So, again, the only thing that was different is the fact that they received mosquito nets from Hidden Hunger Global. So these nets are life-giving, life-saving products, and they can last up to 5 years. You can wash them 25, 30 times, let them dry out, hang them up again. So these are quality products that are going to extend and protect the lives of these families. And for $20, it's amazing to me that we're able to do that for, and again, it lasting, you know, 5 years for these people. It allows us really to make a big impact that we don't have to keep going back and providing them another product. We can look for other communities and villages and families to help as we do that. So that's the net. Then, you know, we were pretty well satisfied with doing micronutrients and nets when I got connected to a gentleman named Don Johnson over in Cambodia. Don called. We were going to be providing him some of our other products. And what happened was is that Don, in our conversation, he said, well, have you ever thought about, you know, providing a water filter? And I said, no, Don, you know, we really just wanted to do micronutrients, but we've expanded the nets. But no, there's people who dig wells. And he said, well, you know, Duncan, wells are good. And listen, and Jeff and I support organizations, as I know many of you do, that dig wells. And we're big proponents of wells because clean water is life for these people. But, you know, a well, you know, costs $5,000 to $10,000. So they usually tend to put them in larger communities where obviously they can provide a greater impact for the dollars that are being spent. So Don said to me, he says, well, Duncan, do you realize that a water filter, which is about the size of a Coke can, and it's portable, do you realize a water filter saves children from sex trafficking? And, you know, I went, Don, I have no idea about that. I've never heard that before. And he went on to explain to me that these children get up every day and they have to walk for miles to where there's a well, and they're being kidnapped and put into sex trade. Or in some cases, these sex traffickers in these countries are coming into villages where families are sick, parents are sick from drinking dirty water, polluted water, and they offer them clean water and medication to save their lives in exchange for their children as currency. So these families are being asked literally to use their children Wow. as currency to live. So when I heard that, I'm the father of three daughters. Anyone who has children or, you know, any ounce of compassion at all is just devastated by the thought of that happening. So, you know, I just said, okay, with that, I didn't even know him at the time, you know, which is very uncommon for us not to. I mean, certainly he was introduced to us by Rachel, but again, we like to know the people we do business with. But at the time, I just went, okay, well, Don, how many water filters, you know, do you need? He said, well, I can distribute, you know, 400 of them, you know, pretty quickly. So we made a decision to ship him water filters, which we did. And that was the beginning of us being in the water filtration business. And this product is really amazing. It's, again, like I said, it's actually smaller than the Coke can. It's very portable. It fits into a little baggie. You put a bucket. It's gravity fed. It's got the tube with it. It's got the little drill bit to drill a hole in the bucket. It runs through this filter. It's got the same filtration technology as a kidney dialysis machine.
Wow.
So it actually, you can put the most polluted of water in one bucket, run it through this filter, and it comes out 99.9% pure. And the great thing about this water filter is it can, you can push 150 gallons of water through it every single day, 150 gallons every day. So now we have the micronutrient that is saving children. We have the nets that are saving families, and now we have a water filter that is providing life to a small community with 150 gallons a day. So, you know, when asked the question, Silas, if you could give as little as $20 and save the life of a child and help fulfill your goals and vision for your family, would you do it? Well, when people know that, when they know the power of $20, through a micronutrient, through through a net or through a filter? I believe the answer is resoundingly yes, and in many cases it's how many yeses can I give you? So we're excited about our products. We see the impact that it's having in a short period of time that we've been in business. And I'm believing 2016 is really our year to launch and to be, I believe, make a lasting impact in a big way. We've distributed nearly 70,000 of our various products in 9 countries of the world, and it's just the beginning. Again, if we can do that in our short life, right? If we can do 70,000 child-saving products in the short history of Hidden Hunger Global, just imagine what can be done in the next 12 months if we all focus, if we all be determined, if we all commit ourselves to being great ambassadors for the mission of Hidden Hunger Global. And we're excited about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Duncan, I heard a rumor that I'm not sure if it was you and Jeff or you and Rachel, that you guys actually used the water, portable water filtration, had some dirty water go through and actually sampled that. Now, that's just a rumor. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
No, it's perfectly true. You know, listen, if I were selling potions, lotions, or diet pills, you know, I'd want to take them, right? I mean, we should. So we hooked up the water filter. It wasn't just, Jeff did it. I think Rachel did it, Bruce, Samantha.
Okay.
We got some dirty water, pushed it through there. And here's what was interesting about, kind of a little side note about all that, is the water tasted a little funny. And I think it tasted funny because we're used to drinking water out of a tap, right? And it's probably got fluoride or chlorine. I don't know what they put in our water anymore, you know, but we take it for granted. We turn on the tap, we drink water. But I think this water was so pure that it just, you know, like some bottled waters you buy, it almost had a little texture to it. It was just a little different, but it's powerful. It was powerful to see this bucket up top with this dirty, filthy water, and then to look at this little hose coming out in the bottom, and it was perfectly clear. And you know, we always tell people, don't ask somebody to do something that you're not willing to do yourself. So we put the buckets together and drank the water, and again, it's just exciting to see. You know, Rachel's the one that said it before, Silas. We can give these people micronutrients and help their bodies develop better. We can protect them from malaria with the nets. But if people don't have clean water, they're going to die, right?
Yeah.
So that's why we decided to get in the water filter business, because now we are impacting the 3 primary causes of death amongst especially children under the age of 5. So, you know, I'm excited about how the company has progressed. We've made a lot of headway both in our product selection as well as the resources that we have available online, as well as our compensation plan. And now we're beginning to see leaders from the industry and other people who are connected to us because of our mission really take hold of this. And I think 2016 is going to be the year that we're going to see as we say, one family, one focus, save 1 million children. I think we have the potential this year, literally, of saving 1 million children.
Well, Duncan, we're going to go to the lines. I'm excited. We've got some ambassadors chiming in, and we're going to go to Franklin, Tennessee. One of my favorites, one of your favorites, Ms. Amber Cooley, is on the line. Amber, have you joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break Call?
I have. I'm here.
Outstanding, outstanding. I'm excited to hear your voice. I believe this is a first for you, actually, on the call. And, you know, I know that you are dedicated to this cause. You even came to our event in Houston, Texas back in December, drove down. We got a chance to meet one of your sons. And, you know, you have a question for Mr. Duncan Dodds, who actually, Duncan went to Tennessee, I want to say, Duncan, was it November? October, November?
You know, I think it was. Amber would probably remember. You know, I talked to Amber so much, you know, so I kind of lose track of exactly when I see her or talk to her, but we're excited about having Amber and her family and team a part of Hidden Hunger. So good morning to you, Amber. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, you need to be nice to me. You know, last time we talked, you weren't so nice to me, Amber.
Okay, I'll let up a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks. Thank you guys for having me on the call. I do have a couple of questions for you.
Well, do that, and then I've got a question for you. So you go ahead and go first.
Okay, good. We'll trade. Okay, well, I would like to know, why is this not a charity?
Yeah, we get asked that a lot. You know, it's interesting because we did consider that of making it a charity. Here's the challenges with nonprofits. And again, I've run, you know, multi-million dollar nonprofit organizations, so I understand that side of the table very well. The challenge with nonprofits is they have to spend an exorbitant amount of money to raise a dollar. So they're spending a high percentage of a dollar to raise a dollar. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you have to be in the cycle of constantly raising money, right? I mean, you're doing banquets and television programs and direct mail and telemarketing. And so that's the first thing. We decided instead of getting into the nonprofit world and basically jumping in the river with every other nonprofit and having to do all this to raise money, we wanted to take advantage of this social entrepreneurial model in a for-profit model where now we tap into relationships, we tap into good business principles, and we put that money, instead of giving it to large media companies or large direct mail firms or or banquet managers, let's put a portion of that money into the hands of our ambassadors, into families like the Cooleys and those that we know are going to benefit and bless your family. So that's the first thing is this model is much more efficient being a social entrepreneurial based company than if we were a nonprofit. So that's the first thing. The second thing is because our model works with other nonprofit organizations, we partner what we call our co-venture partners, and we're providing them our products for distribution. When we go to them now as a, I guess, basically, you know, a cause-driven social entrepreneurial for-profit company, we're not threatening them at all. We're not tapping into their database. We're not looking to get names from them. Many of these nonprofits are very protective because they're in a constant fundraising mode, and they want to be careful not to expose themselves or open up their world because they're going to be afraid of losing donors. So when we come to them saying, we're not asking you for anything, we're giving you. As a company, our members, our ambassadors, our partners are doing this, and we just want to give this to you. Now all of a sudden we're an asset to them. And the walls come down and they open up their world to us and they just say, listen, here's what our needs are and your products meet those needs, and they welcome us with open arms. And so those are really the two reasons, the efficiency of the model and then really the fact that not being a charity helps open up relationships with humanitarian organizations that in return help us fulfill our mission. So that's the simple answer to the question.
Good answer.
Okay. Awesome.
So is it my turn to ask you a question now, Amber?
Sure.
Give and take.
Okay. So tell me, I mean, you have some vast experience in the direct sales business, and you've built organizations before and had some great measure of success. So tell me and those who are listening, what is it about Hidden Hunger Global that has captured your heart? What is it about who we are and what we do that attracted you to even consider being a part of it?
Well, really, to me, it's more the way I look at it as a missions-minded organization, and my husband and I are all about missions. And I have always wanted to be a part of a missions organization. We're busy. We pastor a church. We've traveled. We've given, a lot of money away to missions in the past. And I mean, I'd love to be involved. Time, you know, doesn't really permit us to do a lot of traveling, you know, to other countries and things, although I would love to. But this, to me, is just a way to reach as many as I can through the word of mouth networking type model. And I think it's a brilliant idea. That excites me more than anything. I think we can make a, you know, a bigger impact this way than, you know, just setting up a little organization in a church. I mean, you know, those are great and it makes a big impact, but we could make a even bigger impact in this way.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think one thing that brought to my mind, Amber, when you said it, and I think it's important for people to understand that, we're not a faith-based company. I mean, obviously, and that's, you know, we welcome people of all backgrounds, all, you know, all belief structure. I mean, we are a social entrepreneurial, cause-driven organization that's looking to save lives. That's our bottom line. So we want to save lives, and then we want to empower families financially. So, you know, I think many people sometimes do look at us because we're so cause-driven. I say it this way. We're not a faith-based company, but we are a company run by men and women of faith. So, you know, we don't shy away from that. But just like Chick-fil-A is a for-profit company that's run by strong faith-based people, Interstate Batteries is run by a gentleman who is very strong in his faith and outspoken about his faith. In the same way, that's what Hidden Hunger Global is. We are a company that is committed to saving lives, empowering families financially, and creating a movement. And it just so happens that the ownership and leadership of the company are men and women of faith. So I hope as people look at this, that they look at it obviously from the missional side of what we're doing with our products, but also as a quality business opportunity. We believe that you have an opportunity that as you do well financially, and Amber, you and I and your husband, Lyndall, we've had this conversation, is, you know, somebody once asked me about, well, I don't know if I like, you know, if I can make money off of, you know, saving children. Well, somebody's making money off of saving children. Right. Somebody's feeding them. Ministries are going out to do it. They're raising money to do it. I mean, people are getting paid to do that on the nonprofit side. But, you know, what we're saying is that because our model is more efficient, we hope that we literally pay out tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, ultimately millions of dollars in commissions to our ambassadors. Because I know that if we're paying out millions of dollars in commissions, that we are saving millions of lives all around the world. So that's what excites me. So that's the beauty of this model, the power of this model, and the fact, Amber, that, you know, I know a little bit of your background and the success you've had, and certainly the heart of you and your family. We're just excited about you guys being a part and excited for Silas and Rachel to be up in your city this weekend. And anyway, thank you for all you're doing to help us make this possible. So I know you had another question. So what's your second question, Amber?
Oh, okay. My second question is, how many child-saving products has Hidden Hunger provided so far?
I would even share, too, when you answer that, Duncan, where they can find that on the website. We got that new feature. It's incredible.
Yeah, I've got the website in front of me. It's been a while since I've looked at it. I want to make sure that I point in the right place. Okay, I need to update the number. The number on the website says 47,927. I believe now it's closer to 60, yeah, a little over 60,000 child saving products. So
wow.
We've done that.
Wow.
If you go to the website and you click on at the top, you go to Get Involved. Just click on Get Involved. It has a drop down menu, but don't click on that. Just click on Get Involved, and then at the bottom of that page, there's a map that actually shows you the number of products, children saved, 47,927. And then there's little dots on a map. And you can scroll over those dots. Some of them have pictures. There's a couple videos in there. You can click on those dots. But it shows you where we've done distributions. And we'll be updating this on a regular basis as we move through the year to keep you informed. But yeah, it's exciting to know. Again, we did our test launch back in September of last year. Then we did in April. We did our rollout in April. Then we did our pre-launch in September. And so, again, we're a very young company. We're just getting started. But in the middle of all that, we are making already a tremendous impact in shipping nearly, I think it's closer to 70,000. I'll get the exact number and I'll update it. But it's well over 60,000 child-saving products.
Wow.
Into 9 different countries to date.
That's awesome.
So we'd like to get to the point where we want to do that every month, right? We want to be able to ship 50, 60,000 child-saving products every month, and I think that's why we've, especially here as we start the new year, started with this promotion, and I'll just mention that real briefly. I think, you know, people are excited about it. We're doing a special New Year Revolution promotion where we're doubling everybody's personal sales commission. So you can earn up to 30% on your personal sales, which personal sales are all the child-saving products you buy as well as those that you sell to partners, non-members basically. So you can earn up to 30% on that. And then for anyone who reaches $8,000 or more in organizational sales volume, they're going to receive an additional $1,000 bonus, and that happens during the month of January. And you can go to our Facebook page or, I believe, download some more information from it on our website. There's just some simple qualifications that that you have to have. The only real qualification you have to have is you need 3 new customers, 3 new partners. So if you get 3 new partners that buy at least one child-saving product, we're going to double your sales, your personal sales commission, and if you reach 8,000 in organizational sales volume, you can earn a $1,000 bonus, and that's on top of all the other commissions that are available to you through the ambassador program. So we're excited about that and really want to encourage all of you who are part of our ambassador program to take full advantage of this promotion, because when you do, not only are you now saving the lives of more children and more families and communities, but you are also providing a better life for you and your family. So we're excited about January.
And Amber, we look forward to seeing you, Rachel Zelon and myself this weekend, tomorrow actually. And I know we've got some exciting things planned and some exciting things that are going to be happening there. So looking forward to it. I want to see Ms. Charlotte Warren, who's our next caller on the line? I think we have time for one more caller.
Yes, we have Pastor Reggie Haskins, who's on the line, and I love for him to announce exactly where he's calling from because he always does that so well.
Absolutely. Pastor Haskins, have you joined us on the call?
Yes, this is Reggie Haskins from that beautiful city of Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Yeah, we love Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Well, Reggie, you're live here on the Impact Lunch Break Call. Do you have a question for Mr. Dodd?
Yes, and I'm honored, again, always, to hear you and Mr. Duncan Dodge. And the question that I have is, many times people come up and they say, well, we can actually see the child-saving products, $20. But how are they affording the net and the water filtration for $20? What do you say to a person that asks that question?
I say, isn't that awesome that we can do that?
That's right.
That's my answer. That's my answer, Reggie, because here's the deal. That's exactly right. But you know what? That is a little bit, and I don't want to be too vague about it, but that's a little bit the proprietary secret and power of Hidden Hunger Global, right?
So,
we get asked that all the time, and we know that's a question. But again, that's part of what makes our program so powerful is the fact, you know, some of it has to do with manufacturing, some of it has to do with quantities that are ordered, some of it has to do with shipping and delivery, the partners that we have. There are a lot of factors, and again, a little bit of this, the reason why I'm answering it the way I am, Reggie, is because some of that is the proprietary nature of our business model that makes us unique and is going to keep other organizations from being able to really duplicate what we do.
Amen.
And though
Amen.
I'm all about saving children, I'm all about doing all that, I want our ambassadors to be the ones that are a part of that. And anybody that wants to be a part of doing it, I want them to join Hidden Hunger Global. That's the bottom line. So I go back to the phrase that saves, as Mr. Silas King says, right? If you give $20 to save the life of a child, will you do it? Well, the answer is yes. And when you do, we promise to do 1 month supply of micronutrient, one mosquito net, or one water filtration system. That's our commitment. That's our promise. And we've been proud to be able to do that, and we'll continue to do it. So that's kind of my vague answer to a very direct question, Reggie.
Great answer.
But when they say, how do you do it? Just go, man, isn't that awesome? I have no idea how they do it. Isn't that a miracle?
That's right. Now, it's one other question that I do get. Can a person determine, and I'm asking these questions, it's because for other listeners that are here, one determine what type of product goes out to the children?
Yeah, we get asked that all the time. No, that doesn't really work with our model. In order to, because of the $20 model that we have, you know, we keep our finger on the pulse of all of our partners. We know what it is that they need, and so we basically determine based on the needs of our partners, those on the ground that are our co-venture partners, those on the ground who are doing the distribution, as to what products. So it's really based on the need that's on the ground, the quantities we have to purchase. So again, that's what makes our model work, is the company being the one in tandem with our co-venture partners to determine what products we ship and where they're shipped. So again, it just goes back to we're very careful and we're very honest with people, right? We just tell them that for every $20 we deliver a child-saving product, and then we come back and report what we've done, where we've done it, things like that. But it does not work for us to, within our model from an economic position, because obviously as we grow, you're going to have thousands and then tens of thousands and hopefully millions of members, ambassadors, and it would be logistically impossible for each one to begin to weigh in as to where these products go, and that's something we just have to be sure that we manage very, very carefully.
Absolutely. Now, the last question is, do you remember how to spell my name? Because, see, you're going to have to write a check coming this way because I'm winning the bonuses.
let's put it this way. When I see your name on that commission checklist, I will double check that it is spelled correctly.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, Mr. Askins,
that's funny.
We appreciate you, Mr. Askins. We've got a minute left, Duncan, if you would. Any closing comments you want to share with any of the guests that may be on the line on how they can help?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, we appreciate every one of you. I want to encourage every one of you to go to HiddenHungerGlobal.com, get with the person that has told you about our mission and our vision. Let me encourage you to do one of two things. First of all, partner with us. Commit $20, $20 a month. Maybe you want to do a power pack where we do a matching program and we can help maximize your dollars to impact the lives of these people. So partner with us. Everybody can do something to make a difference in the world. And then if you're interested in being a part of this movement that we call Hidden Hunger Global, then let us share with you what it means to be an ambassador. You can find out more on the website. You can get on the webinar tonight with Silas, and you can hear more about the ambassador program and exactly what you can do to be a blessing to these children and be a blessing to your family at the same time. We'd be honored to have you as part of the Hidden Hunger Global family. And as Silas says, as together we look to be one family with one focus, and that is to save the lives of 1 million children. So thank you guys so much for tuning in today. It's been an honor to be with you. Thank you, Silas, as always, for your leadership. And we look forward to a fantastic new year together.
Take care, everyone. God bless.